Hello and welcome to another Lighthouse Video Manna podcast. I'm Pastor Jeff Glenn, and it's my pleasure to take you through the Word each week. We've been plowing through Genesis here, and today we're in Genesis 24. And so as always, Genesis 24 is a big chapter, so as always, take a few moments to read through it before we get into the Word today. Genesis 24, we will see the Father, the Son, and the Servant. It's one of my favorite chapters in Genesis. We see the Father in Abraham. He wants a bride for his son Isaac, and he doesn't want a Canaanite woman for him. So, quite obviously, the Canaanites were deeply corrupted by idolatry, and any thought of bringing them into the family was out of the question for Abraham. And so he had a specific type of bride in mind for Isaac, his son, and he wanted his servant to travel to his old hometown and see if there was one that could be found. And so it's interesting that he's sending the servant back to his old hometown, because the reaction of that family back there suggested that at least that they had heard of the Lord and that they're recognizing his providence in arranging for this marriage. And we know that this is where the Lord spoke to Abram and called him out of that area in Ur of the Chaldees. And then Abram's name later got changed to Abraham. So all that's very interesting when you read through that. And so we see him here in the beginning of chapter 24. He calls his oldest servant. This is the one who had ruled over all of his house. He was charged with all of the supply and provision of Abraham's house. And Abraham charged him under oath to travel to his ancestral home and to find a bride among his kinsmen. And part of the deal was that the servant was charged not to take Isaac back to that hometown, but to leave him there in what would become Israel. And so the servant is given control over all the resources of the father's family to use on the journey. He loads up 10 camels and the men to wrangle them, you could suppose, and all the provisions for the journey, as well as we'll see for the jewelry and the other gifts to be presented to the prospective bride as a sort of a dowry, proving that the father could take care of the bride and that Isaac, the son, would have provision for their marriage. And so all that to say is they're heavily resourced. They're taking 10 camels full of stuff on this journey to find this bride. And so in this arrangement, however, the bride had to be willing. They couldn't just go Shanghai some gal. She had to be willing. And so the servant couldn't bring her back under any kind of coercion or any kind of compulsion. And so we see this. The servant journeys under the provision of the father to the hometown. And as he's approaching the hometown, he sees the well outside, which is the area that he's going to set up for this interaction. And he's seeking the Lord in this prior to this interaction. We see this in verses 12 through 15. So we'll just read that. Then he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day and show kindness to my master Abraham. Behold, here I stand by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now let it be that a young woman to whom I say, please let me draw down your pitcher that I may drink. And she says, drink, and I will also give your camels a drink. And so what he's saying is, help me figure out among all these women that are coming to the well, which one is going to be the one for my master's son. And so he's praying to the Lord, talking to the Lord, saying, okay, if I approach any of them and ask them for a drink, they will also say, yes, I'll give you a drink, but I'm also going to feed your 10 camels, which was quite a bit of work to drag out that much water for camels that can drink probably 20 gallons of water in a setting. So it would be a lot of work for this woman to voluntarily enter into. And we do see that that's what happened. But what we see there is at the very end, in verse 15, and it happened before he had finished speaking that, behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with her picture on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin. No man had known her. And she went down to the well, filled up her pitcher, and came up. And this was when the servant went up to her and said, hey, can I get a drink? And she said, sure, I'll give you a drink, plus feed your camels. And so what's very interesting about this is the, I'm skipping ahead. He let her work. So then we see in this, he set about watching her as she took all of this water out of the well 10 times or more to feed all of these camels. And he just watched her because as he's seeing here, that he wanted to make sure that her intent was true, meaning that she would do what she said she was going to do in the watering of these camels. He then presented her with the golden nose ring and the bracelets, which was a symbol of betrothal, or at least an attempt to set up an arranged marriage in that day. And so what's interesting about this is that the servant then asks if there's any room for he and the camel wranglers and all the camels and all that, if there's any room in her father's house. Like, is there room in your house for the servant of the Lord? And so when she answered in the affirmative, he worshiped God. And I find this very interesting. In verse 26, he says, the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. So not like, hey, thanks a bunch, lady, I just met at the well, or, you know, tell your dad thanks for putting us up, you know, no, mighty neighborly of you, or, you know, thanks for the hospitality. No, he simply praised God for God's provision. And it's very similar to his reaction in verse 52 when the dad and Rebekah's brother acknowledged that this arrangement was from the Lord. And so we see that in 49 through 52. Now this is them talking amongst themselves, Rebekah's father and the servant. Now, if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. So basically saying, if you're going to let your daughter enter into this marriage or not, let me know. I need to know so that I can go about my business. Then Laban, her brother, and Bethuel, her dad, answered and said, the thing comes from the Lord. We cannot speak to you either good or bad. Here is Rebekah before you. Take her and go, and let her be your master's son's wife as the Lord has spoken. So this is again, this servant back in Abraham's old hometown in the Chaldeans speaking to Laban and Bethuel, who are, again, referencing the Lord's provision in this arranged marriage. And so the servant begins his journey back to Abraham and Isaac with the bride in tow. He continues to protect her and guide her as they travel back to the land that Abraham and Isaac dwelt in. And then we see in verse 63, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening, and he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming. Then Rebekah lifted her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from her camel, for she had said to the servant, who is this man walking in the field to meet us? The servant said, it is my master. So she took a veil and covered herself. So this meeting of Rebekah and Isaac in the field, their eyes meet, and you can see the big panoramic shot that you would in the movies with the music playing and the sunset in the background and all the rest. Very, very dramatic. And so and then in we see that the helper had formerly, in verse 53, adorned her with all manner of silver and gold and fine clothing just for this moment. And so this moment has come, and they meet eyes, and as we stated, the rest is history. And then in verse 67, then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And so the consummation of this marriage. So in short, In Genesis 24, we see a father looking for a bride for his son, who he sends a faithful servant to seek her out in a voluntary marriage proposal, in which the servant is given all the resources of the father to provide for every need. And so this obedient servant considers the will of the father above his own, and he travels far and wide to seek out this bride and return her to the father's son. And the bride is won and taken to meet the son. And so if you haven't seen it until now, this is a picture of God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit meeting up with the church. So this is the Holy Spirit bringing the church to Jesus. And so quick chapter today, but until next week, stay in the Word and stay encouraged.